I kind of remember that. Yeah, because I mean, you have to imagine like that. It's with radio is a great example. Kids love songs and they love the songs that they love. But what a kid needs is to feel that feeling of discovery, you know? Because when you discover something, it becomes yours. When you find something that maybe nobody else has heard before, then you connect with it like, oh, that's my thing. Because basically, when kids are listening to music, they're searching for their identity. They're trying to find that thing that they connect with. That represents me. That lyric or that song, like, that represents me. That's who I am. So it's important that you give the kids an opportunity to discover. Don't just force feed them the same shit. I'm telling you, like, I turn on the radio sometimes and I hear our songs and I'm like, oh, they're still playing that song. They got to find something else to play, you know? I'm grateful and thankful for everything that we have. But in the name of progress, like, find a young band that's written a great song and put them on your fucking radio, because that's when change happens. Because otherwise, it's just going to eat its own head and fucking die, you know?
Yeah, we try and get a mix of both, you know. We play.
It's good. I mean, it's
new stuff, and we Everlong was voted by our listeners as the greatest song in the last 30 years,
which probably means it's the most overplayed.
Well, actually, no, it's funny. The most played song on our network is "Are You Gonna Go My Way" by Lenny Kravitz, to the point where it's had almost 5,000 plays, and we're gonna bring Lenny out next year to retire the song.
Wow. Awesome.
We're gonna play it for the 5,000th time, and then not play it again.
That's a good fucking song,
in
though.
Fact, we've just
I like
stopped.
That song.
You might be getting royalty checks from Australia for a couple of weeks because we've just taken all Fooey's off air for the last 4 weeks because we're about to go fucking wall to wall.
You know what?
For the next
you know what happened last week, which was kind of awesome. I can't remember what day it was, but I was home with my kids. And my daughter says, hey, did you know that it's National Play Day? National Play Outside Day. I said, no, what's that? She goes, all the Nickelodeon channels have turned off their programming for one day so kids would go outside and play. I was like, there's hope in this fucking world. And I don't have a problem with TV. And I don't have a problem with Nickelodeon. But the fact that they stopped making $1 billion for one day so the kids would go outside and play. That's fucking cool.
I saw it. It was just a logo.
How amazing was that?
Go play outside.
So she picked up her iPad.
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, radio was how you were describing it. It must have been like the golden age of radio or something in the early 70s. Because whether FM or AM, you could discover things all night. We'd stay up all night long. And whether it's people talking on AM or music on FM, no two stations were even similar. And you could discover... I mean, that's how we discovered music. Just crazy radio stations all over the place. You didn't even know the call letters. You just said, let's just start turning that dial and see what we find.
And, you know, the beginning of the alternative radio, alternative revolution in alternative music revolution in America, it really did kind of begin with college radio. College radio had a lot to do with, why some of these bands started getting, like, record deals and stuff like that. So, but all of that just to say that if you keep the kids inspired, then they'll keep making music. Like, if you give it back, then they'll give it to you, you know?
You know, I had a thing a couple of years ago where my oldest son said, like, Daddy, can I get the High School Musical record? I was like, oh, come on, buddy. That sucks. Like, you don't want to listen to that. That's not what you're into. And he was just kind of like, oh. And my wife was like, what the fuck are you doing? Will you let him just... explore music himself. So recently, when we left for that last trip, I said to my oldest son, I said, will you please spend some time on your Spotify account and just explore some music? Just you got to stop listening to what I listen to, and you got to just find some stuff. And while I was gone, they discovered Imagine Dragons. And like, nothing against Imagine Dragons. They're not like something that I would necessarily gravitate to. But I had to really like bite. I made a special point, like, don't poo-poo it. Now it's on in the car. I know that album backwards and forwards now, and I think it's great to see. That's like their thing now. That's their, and each one of my kids has his own favorite track, and I just love that. It just reminds me of being a kid. That's what I did with Kiss and Aerosmith and AC/DC and all the rest of it. You know,
it's when amazing. I was young and I listened to like fucked up music, like. Just satanic metal, you know. I've got like this wonderful English teacher, public school teacher, mother who's never said a bad word in her whole entire life, hearing like Slayer and Merciful Fate blaring out of my bedroom every day. But she never told me not to listen to stuff, you know. She kind of let me do my thing, and I'm really thankful for that, especially now that I have kids. When I think about the kind of stuff they listen to, you know, there are times when I have to bite my tongue a little bit.
It's good because it makes me think of being a kid, and everything that I listened to at first was really mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, and then but eventually just that love for music grew. And that eventually took me to the, you know, darker corners of the music world.
It gets a little weird when you hear your daughter singing Iggy Azalea's talking about her butt or something like that. You know what I mean? Because I don't really want her talking about her butt like that, you know? But, yeah.
You know, my wife grew up with a rock and roll dad and his record collection and knows, you know, some music older than even I know. And I didn't grow up like that. My parents didn't have anything modern in
my
house.
Was your mom an opera singer?
Yeah, we had music that was 100 years old or older. So I had to discover everything on my own. So you know what? Maybe this isn't good, but I don't hardly ever play music in front of Scarlett because I like her discovering her own music. I don't care what it is. She somehow discovered Pink.
Right.
All right, I'll buy you Pink record. Or whatever it is that she happens to like that she hears in the babysitter's car or something like that. I'm just like, just discover your own music. I don't give a shit what it is. I will like it because you like it, and I just want her to do it on her own.
Yeah,
It might bite me in the ass, but right now she's four, so it's not
Listen,
so bad.
Eventually, they will come around to what you like, because that's what I did with my dad.
Yeah.
Thought his music was the worst stuff in the world, and eventually went, oh, wow, his was actually better than mine.
Daddy Slayer's awesome.